Welcome everyone to Pit Stop Humor. This is episode number 3. I am your host, Damon. Now, it's been a little while since I put out a show. I have been under the weather. Some lovely person decided to come to work while they were sick and passed it on to a whole department full of people, which was great because I took a day off last week in hopes of going to a concert. I just wanted, because I work nights and the concert was at nights and it came to town, and I just wanted to go have some fun. And it was on a Thursday night, so I took the night off, but Thursday morning I woke up with really bad congestion and a sore throat, and by the time the concert came around, I was feeling a little bit better, but we drove down there, and it took us 45 minutes to get about a mile. We got there, there was people packed inside the venue and out of the venue in the parking lot and down the sidewalk of the main street. So we just turned around and went out to dinner. It was pretty bad. It turns out that somebody actually printed up 4,000 counterfeit tickets and sold them on Craigslist. And they actually sold them when it was a free concert to begin with. So now they're looking into that. They're looking into who sold them for money. And there just seems to be so much going on with Craigslist. I mean, you can't do anything on Craigslist now without the cops being involved and everything like that. So all you people out there that are trying to sell yourself or meet up in the spa or in the gym or in the back room at a porn store for a handy J, give it up now because you're likely to be met up by an undercover officer who will arrest you. So just to put it out there, just so you all know. Now I've been coming along a lot of stuff on the internet. I've been carousing YouTube and listening to Entertainment Tonight and all those e-news and stuff like that, and just been really across the gamut with my entertainment knowledge. And the one thing that popped up since I last put a show out was the Chris Brown video. Apparently he put out a YouTube video which he said, "Haters are going to be haters, and all my fans, you know who I am, I'm not a monster." And it's him and his buddies dancing around acting like animals. Nothing new for Chris Brown. I think at this point in time, it's pretty much just, it's over, Chris Brown. Just pack it up. Your career is done. Rihanna left your ass. She's with a new man now. She's doing good. And apparently he tried to threaten her by releasing some promiscuous pictures, some promiscuous poses that Rihanna might have done in their personal life. And he has pictures of them, so he tried to threaten her with that, and she says that she has a video of him and how he has a small penis and she taught him everything he knows about sex, this, that, and the third. So depending on how that situation turns out, that might be interesting to look at, just to kind of laugh. But Rihanna, she's doing really, really well now after Chris Brown. She has a new man, and apparently she's doing really, really well with him. She's going on tour. She's opening up for someone. I can't remember off the top of my head, but she's going around performing now live. The last time I really heard of her, I mean, she released that Good Girl Gone Bad about 5 times now with a new track every time, so people are really tired of that. The Kanye West blog actually put out a song called Silly Boy, which was allegedly Lady Gaga and Rihanna, which is a great song. I love the song, but both Rihanna and Lady Gaga deny that it's them in the song, so it's weird. It's finding out who it actually is if it isn't them, because it's a great song. That's too bad. Kanye West, he's been putting a lot of stuff on his blog lately. You can find every kind of music that you want. It's not just hip-hop. He has alternative. He has a ton of stuff on there, and it's free. You can listen to it for free. You can download the MP3 for free. It's great. Definitely, if you haven't had a chance to check out Kanye West's blog, check that out. Download some free music. Slightly shifting gears after Kanye West, I go turn on Larry King, and I saw Lionel Richie and Nicole Richie. Nicole Richie, obviously, I love Nicole Richie. She's great. I just think she's a blast. I mean, she was the only funny thing on The Simple Life, first off. And now she just has her whole act together because of the children and stuff like that. And she's settled down with Joel, and they're doing great things. And actually, there was an incident with Joel and Nicole and Harlow at the local farmer's market where they live. They went to the farmer's market to buy some stuff, you know, just like any other regular citizen. And this lady had her animals, her dogs, running around. they were threatening to kick her out of the farmers market because she couldn't keep control of her dogs. They were just running around acting like animals, like dogs. She points over to Joel and Harlow, because he was carrying her, and said, "Well, if they don't let my dogs in here and they don't like that, then why do they allow little children into the farmers market when they can be running around and causing destruction and everything like that?" And apparently he flipped it. He just cussed the lady out and gave her the third degree and everything. But he did a good job at the farmers market defending his child. And now moving right along to the MTV Video Awards. I don't know how many people saw that, but that was just really, that was a bomb. I remember when I was late teens, early 20s, even maybe 24, 25, around my mid 20s, really enjoyed MTV, the awards shows specifically, because they're just over the top. They're really there. They had great production value. They just put on a spectacle of a show and just really entertained you, which was great. But this year, the Video Awards they just died. They were horrible. And the one thing that came out of it was the Eminem and Sacha Baron Cohen incident, where he was dressed up as his new character Bruno, the Swiss or something. He's some kind of gay hairdresser, and the movie actually looks pretty funny. So I'm looking forward to see when Bruno comes out, because I'm looking forward to seeing something like that. Because I did not find Borat funny at all. I haven't even seen it. It's just the commercials itself and everyone walking around going high five. It just irritated the piss out of me. So I can't even stand that motherfucker right now. So I'm gonna wait, and when Bruno comes out, then I'll go and I'll see that and everything like that. But he rappelled down from the ceiling at the Video Awards upside down, placing his package right in Eminem's face. When his bodyguards got up and they acted like they were beating him up, they were beating Bruno up and stuff like that, and Eminem was cussing and saying, "Yeah, this, you gotta be fucking kidding me." He gets up and storms out of the venue, storms out of the theater. I guess it was staged. Some people say it wasn't. Most likely it was staged. It's just a promotion. Eminem's been out of the spotlight. His new CD's really not that great. It's a lot of the same Dr. Dre beats. It's tired. Dr. Dre, it is tired. Same sound since 95. Come on, just give it up. It's over. The Video Awards, I couldn't stand those Video Awards, though. They were just 45 minutes into it, I just passed out and I fell asleep. I turned the TV off. I just could not bear to watch it. Now, another thing that really I just could not watch, I couldn't stand hearing about. I saw all the tweets on Twitter, and I'm just like, I'm over this shit, was Eurovision. Now, Eurovision, I don't even know what it was. I don't really care to know what it was or anything like that. But the last good thing to come out of Europe was Monty Python and ABBA. I mean, let's face it, there hasn't been anything up until this point. I mean, we're sending people over to Europe that suck. David Hasselhoff, he can go. We can hassle the Hoff and hassle him right over to Germany, where he belongs. I mean, he's a huge star over there. Why not? Just give him some booze and a cheeseburger. Let him have at it. He's a YouTube phenomenon. Just let him go at it. And then over in Eurovision, I don't even know what they were doing. If it was some kind of contest, I don't know what's going on. The only thing that from Europe that I was paying attention to was Britain's Got Talent. Now, Britain's Got Talent, that was all set to be a big battle between Susan Boyle and the little 13-year-old child. Susan Boyle came out, and she was this grand old thing. She was a frumpy little ugly woman. She had this beautiful voice. And then this 13-year-old child comes out practically the day after and just blows her out of the water. Well, then it comes down to almost the end, and one of the judges is overheard saying that the 13-year-old child actually outperformed Susan Boyle, and she was out at a pub, go figure, and she ends up going into a tirade of just stuff, cursing and flipping people off, saying "fuck you, judge," all this other stuff like that, and she's yelling at a television, for which first off isn't the brightest thing. I mean, really, what's that gonna accomplish? She's just gonna hurt her phenomenal singing voice, I guess. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to anything she has to put out or anything like that. She can shave off the middle of her one eyebrow there and donate it to Locks of Love, I guess. I mean, Jeremy Piven could use it for hair plugs. I don't know. But I guess that was one of the shows that I wasn't even really watching. I was really just watching this Hitched or Ditched, which the first episode just blew me out of my my element there. I was expecting something totally different than what actually happened. It was pretty wild. They give the couple 1 week. They surprise them, and they give them 1 week to decide whether they are going to get married or they're going to dump each other for good. And during this 1 week, it's pretty fast paced. They're going through all the motions of the marriage by getting everything ready. It's their dream wedding. You know, they don't have to pay for shit. They just go out, she gets her dress, and they have to talk to the parents of the family. And obviously, the parents are like, I don't know, I don't know. And it's like, just get over it. Just let them fucking do it. They're grown people, anyways. And most likely, they'll get divorced, anyways. Most straight people do. So they give them 1 week, and then finally the day of the wedding arrives, and they're all dressed up. They walk up into the aisle, and they ask if anybody in the audience has objections, and which everybody does, but they don't say shit because, you know, it's television. They have to wait for the actual the drama up front there with the bride and the groom. The episode one, the girl was like, "Yes, I love you. I do. I want to be with you," and the guy was like, not so much. Yeah. So he kind of just dumped her, and then she was bawling her eyes out like that. It was actually pretty sad, but they were pretty toxic together, if you could saw it. I mean, he was pretty cute, but other than that, it was like, why get together? I mean, he would probably end up beating her, and she would stab him in the back with a butcher knife, and it would turn. I mean, they would have to go to Thanksgiving dinner at her parents' in the trailer park. And one of the tires might fall off a cinder block, and it could cause a whole mess of problems. And how are they going to fit that many people in a trailer? It wasn't even double wide. And it's like, if you're going to live in a trailer park, you need to at least bump up to a double wide and have some sort of class. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, I mean, TV shows are pretty lame. Pushing Daisies, one of my favorite shows. I love Pushing Daisies. They actually came back. They are showing them now. The last one was actually last week. The first one was last week. And now we have 2 more weeks of Pushing Daisies. They're going to wrap everything up in the series and make it all good. Hopefully Ned will do something with someone, I don't know. Who Olive is my favorite character, so I don't care about anybody else really. But other than that, there's no good television shows out there nowadays. There's movies coming out that I really want to see. Actually, this past weekend, I went to see Drag Me to Hell, which looked like it would be a good movie. Like, it was scary. The previews were scary. Like, that's what I like. Because there hasn't been a good horror movie in quite some time. So, we go to see Drag Me to Hell, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good all the way up until the last 10, 15 minutes. Then it turns out there's a talking goat. This guy that gets possessed by some demon is dancing in the middle of the air doing the Ashley Simpson country jig. Then it just went downhill. The girl walks off, and I don't want to give the ending away for anybody, but it's dumb. Don't see it. Don't waste your money on Drag Me to Hell. It's pretty stupid. Let's see. Upcoming movies. Transformers 2. I was a big fan of Transformers as a child. I went to see Transformers 1 on opening day. So Transformers 2 has my hopes up there. So hopefully it will turn out to be a good movie because I want to go and see that along with G.I. Joe. That comes out in August. And G.I. Joe, of course, another favorite of mine from my childhood. So we're going to go and see how that is going. Hopefully they did something really good with G.I. Joe. I'm looking forward to that. And while you're out at the movies and you're checking out all these summer flicks, which are supposed to be good, let's hope, there's a website, www.runpee.com. It apparently gives you a breakdown, an outline of sorts, of when is the best time to go to the bathroom during movies. It gives you sort of an outline, and it tells you like how long the previews are, I believe, and it also gives you low points within the movie that if you need to go and use the restroom, you can pop on out and go take a piss, and you won't miss anything. And they break it down for every movie. So, I mean, if you're interested in that and you have a small bladder like a child, kind of like I do, don't drink a lot of fluids. Two, carry a Gatorade bottle so you can pee in it in the middle of the movie. Or check out this website, runpee.com. That's RUNPEE.com. I haven't actually checked it out myself. I don't go to the movies a lot because the last time that I went to the movies to go see the Drag Me to Hell movie, we sat up in the back and there was this group of kids. They had to be 18, 19 years old, and all they did was talk, and they were the loudest, most obnoxious, ignorant sounding people I have ever heard. And they just talked to the whole movie and they just never seemed to shut up. And as many times as people, as they flash the thing on the screen during the previews and it says, turn your cell phones off, don't text, don't answer, don't have your Bluetooth, this and that. People are still back there playing with their phones, and all you see is these lights everywhere through the whole theater of people playing with their phones, talking on their phones, talking on their Bluetooths, and by talking on your Bluetooth, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not gonna say it, but you know. Who's the only people that has Bluetooth nowadays? It's like they're kind of over the Bluetooth thing, except for some people. Besides the movies, after the movies, if you go out to the bar or out to eat or anything like that, check out this drink. I don't know who makes it, but it's bacon flavored vodka. Apparently, there's a high demand for this. I don't know who wants bacon flavored vodka. It doesn't sound too appealing. Maybe for you early drinkers out there that enjoy a shot of vodka with your morning eggs and toast, bacon flavored vodka would be right for you. I don't know. I haven't seen it in the stores or out at the liquor stores yet, so that just might want to be something that you want to check out. Let's see, other than that, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. I mean, to really get this podcast up and running, it's good to get a feel for what else is out there on iTunes and out there in the podcasting world. And some really good podcasts out there, some hilarious podcasts. My buddy Ricky has a podcast called Foul Monkeys. You can check them out at thefoulmonkeys.com or look for Foul Monkeys podcast on iTunes. Download it, subscribe today. That is a hilarious podcast. You need to check that shit out. Really. Another podcast, Stars and Tartans. Check them out. That is Nessa and Derek, two hilarious people. A beautiful couple. They're so cute and they just vibe so well together on their podcast. It's awesome. Another one, That's What She Said. The podcast, check them out also. There's some funny, it's the most disgusting, rude, inappropriate podcast you could ever think of, but it is fucking hilarious and it makes me laugh every time I listen to it. That's a good one. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there, really. I'm checking right now to see if there's any other podcasts that are good. Spanking B. Arthur. Spanking B. Arthur with Matthew. From spankingbarthur.com. Check that out. It's a great podcast. Matthew is like the king of the podcast world, I think. I mean, he's up there. He's on every show. You can check him out on the Big Gay Sex Show with Ouija. That's another hilarious show. You need to really. There's a lot of good stuff out there. You just gotta look for it sometimes and go out there and subscribe to these shows and rate them. Give them 5 stars because they deserve it. They put on a great show and they're hilarious. Write them some reviews and everything. Keep writing reviews, and I'll get them bumped up and up on iTunes there. Another one, Johnny McGovern's podcast, Gay Pimpin'. Now he was from the Big Gay Sketch Show on Logo, and he has a podcast out there now. He has his own thing going on too, but this podcast is funny, and it's long. It's like 2, 3 hours long sometimes. Most times it's like 2, 2.5 hours. Sometimes you get the 3-hour episodes and stuff like that, but it's nonstop laughs. He puts on skits, shows, he does impersonations. The Jamie Lynn Spears is my favorite. If you want to listen to that one, it's a great show. So really check these shows out. Check out Foul Monkeys, Stars and Tartans, That's What She Said, Big Gay Sketch Show, and Spanking Bee Arthur. Check these podcasts out, really. Let me know what you think. Ways you can reach me, here at Pit Stop Humor, you can email pitstophumor@gmail.com. You can follow myself on Twitter at Damon1980. That's Damon1980. That's my Twitter screen name. You can call the show hotline at 206-666-5607. And tell me how much I suck, and I will greatly appreciate it, because any kind of feedback from you guys would be great. Call, email, send me some questions. Let me know what you guys are thinking out there. Besides that, I'm going to get going here. This was episode 3. Thanks again. I will talk to you guys shortly on my next show. Hopefully we'll have a lot more stuff to talk about. Rate me on iTunes. Call, leave a message, leave some feedback. Let me know what's going on, people. I'll talk to you later. Bye.